The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Harris walked into the lion's den at Fox News last night. In a fiery interview, Harris defended her record in immigration and distanced herself from Joe Biden's presidency. But did she win over a skeptical audience? Now, this is what happened when the interviewer asked Harris, if Trump is so bad, then why are half of Americans voting for him?
He's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
We asked that question to the former president today. Harris Faulkner had a town hall, and this is how he responded.
I heard about that. They were saying I was like threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gang. No, it's true.
Think of it.
It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated when he's speaking about the American people. That's not what you just showed.
Well, he was asked about that specific...
No, that's not what you just showed, in all fairness and respect to you.
I'm telling you, that was the question that we asked him.
You didn't show that, and here's the bottom line. He has repeated it many times, and you and I both know that. And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat to the United States of America.
He's quoted in the Bob Woodward book that way, yes. Let me ask you this, Madam Vice President. You call Donald Trump...
Let's not diminish the significance of that.
You call Donald Trump... he's misguided. You say now
he's
unstable.
He is unstable.
And Harris was grilled on immigration as well.
I do not believe in decriminalizing border crossings, and I've not done that as vice president. I will not do that as president. The first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship
for the... May I finish responding,
but
please?
But
you have to let me finish,
You
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they didn't bring up that bill.
I'm in the middle of responding to the point you're raising.
Okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
We recognized from day one that, to the point of this being your first question, it is a priority, because I do believe the American people are ready to turn the page on the divisiveness and the type of rhetoric that has come out of Donald Trump. People are ready to chart a new way forward.
Chart a way forward. Anyway, I'm joined by Terry Sheridan, managing editor at WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Pat.
So what's the verdict on her performance?
Well, the verdict is that you played two of the strongest moments of the debate, and I use the word debate, even though it was an interview, but it seemed much like a debate with Bret Baier. But those were the two strongest moments from the interview. There were a couple of weak spots. She was not as strong on immigration as perhaps she could have been, but it was a very contentious debate. You heard Bret Baier talking over the vice president at times. Did she win any new supporters? That's to be seen, but she's getting a lot of props for even going on Fox News.
And that's the point. Her agenda in going on Fox News, she knew, having watched Trump's interviews on Fox News, that he was going to be given the softball treatment, and she knew she'd be given the hardball treatment. So what was her agenda in appearing there?
I would say there were two items that she wanted to accomplish. One is that she did want to show that she would be able to go onto Fox News and sit for a contentious interview, something that former President Trump has not been able to do with, say, MSNBC or any of the legitimate media outlets. The other one is to maybe appeal to conservative women who perhaps watch Fox and who are still undecided, and to try to reach to them or try to reach out to them to see if she could get them to commit. And then and maybe a third one, and you kind of saw it right there. And that's another thing that we're seeing this morning is that the so-called that Bret Baier was being, you know, disrespectful to her as a woman, trying to cut her off a lot with the hand gestures. You know, at one point when he put up his hand, you know, to kind of tell her to stop talking. That's the video clip that's being shown this morning.
Now, meantime, Donald Trump has doubled down on immigrants eating people's pets. He's also characterized January the 6th as a day of love, that his rioting friends came only with love in their hearts on January the 6th. And J.D. Vance has now confirmed that he didn't believe that Joe Biden won the election in 2020. So this is getting more hardline by the moment.
It's getting more hardline by the moment. And on the one hand, you know, let's go back to the Donald Trump, because he's done a couple of town halls recently. The one that they played the clip from during the interview with Kamala Harris, which didn't go well. Or the, there was that one, but there was another one with Hispanic voters in Florida that didn't go for as well for Donald Trump as he had hoped. There was the one a couple of nights ago where he stood, you know, dancing or just swaying to the music for 30 minutes. But no, Donald Trump is doubling down on his rhetoric. He is doubling down on the fact that what he calls radical left lunatics, you know, need to be dealt with severely, that he called them multiple times the enemy within, and several times has said that they're, you know, the military should be out, you know, to deal with them on election day. J.D. Vance, you know, finally, as you said, mentioned that, though, or not mentioned, but finally said he didn't believe Joe Biden won. And again, the rhetoric is starting to get very, very disturbing.
Now, a different development yesterday in the non-political sphere. An aunt of the Menendez brothers delivered a very emotional speech at a news conference. These are the Menendez boys who were convicted of first-degree murder of their parents. We'll just have a listen to a short clip of that aunt.
They were just children. Children who could have been protected and were instead brutalized in the most horrific ways. Lyle and Eric have already paid a heavy price, discarded by a system that failed to recognize their pain. They have grown, they have changed, and they have become better men despite everything that they've been through. It's time to give them the opportunity to live the rest of their lives free from the shadow of their past.
Now, Terry, they have spent a long time in jail. Eric is now 53 and Lyle is 56. And first-degree murder of their parents. Will you remind us of the circumstances?
This was going back to 1989, in which their parents were killed by them. They were shot by the two brothers. And it was a very lurid trial going back to the early 90s, in which the prosecutors at the time said the boys wanted to kill their parents in their Beverly Hills home because they wanted to get their money. But the boys at in trial said that the reason they shot their father was because they were sexually abused. So while they were allowed to say that in court, the judge refused to allow any evidence of that into the trial. They were convicted of their murders. They were sentenced to two consecutive life in prison without parole. So what the hearing, or I shouldn't say the hearing, what the hearing will be and what the press conference yesterday was to have the current Los Angeles County District Attorney reopen the case and ask for a resentencing to go to the judge so that they can be resentenced given the new evidence. What would happen is the judge would either deny it or he would accept it and resentence them to perhaps time served, or possibly he could order a new trial.
Okay, but the evidence that they were sexually abused emerged in some sort of document, a letter or whatever, which gives credence to their claims at the time, which were disallowed by the judge. Terry, thank you very much for joining us. Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.